This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Today we're asking questions to Brian Staubs of McKenzie Chapel and Crematorium. As we deal with a new year, this is a perfect time to start thinking pre-arranging plans.
It sure is. We find that after families get together for the Christmas season and they talk over with their family, lots of times families living in another province or sometimes even another country, and they discuss things like your own final farewell. And so the funeral plans come up. So lots of times we get people coming to see us after, even the snowbirds, those who go south for the winter, they want to make sure things are in order before they go. And so they come to see us and we can go over all sorts of options and help them out in anything they might want.
So what are some of the most common things that we should be pre-planning, whether we're planning out of country vacations or otherwise? What are some of the things that maybe get overlooked most?
Well, I don't know if they're overlooked, but I think a huge thing is, and I think we've talked about it before, is it going to be a traditional funeral with a casket burial or is it going to be cremation? And that's still a big decision people have to make. A lot of people are under the impression if you go with cremation that you can't have a viewing of the deceased, but that's not the way it is. And probably most of the time we do view, even though we're going to cremate as the final disposition. So there's lots of options like that that can be discussed. Another thing for those people that go away on a winter vacation on an annual basis, and sometimes they're gone for a month or two or three, we have a product we sell called Travel Care, which is really good in case the something terrible happens that you pass on when you're away. We have a package that can bring you back home at a very affordable cost.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is what kind of hurdles are there if something happens while you're out of country?
Yes, exactly. And with this Travel Care package, of course, you're leaving us all your personal information. We give you an identifying card so that people know that in case you're by yourself, that you have this arrangement with us. Then we have all your personal information that we can get you back home in a nice, affordable and logical way.
Are there hurdles with regards to getting across borders and stuff that we should be worried about?
Not really, no. I often say if ever anybody does have that problem when they're away, give us a call. We do it quite often, so we're very up to date on the means and all the things that have to be, all the check marks that have to be checked off and
sure,
and get you back. And but for those people that go away, you know, leave your package back here with us. All your information. You don't have to have your funeral plan as per such, but it's a real good thing. But at least have all your information with us and your marriage certificates and things like this that you're going to need.
You know, some people may look at pre-planning this sort of stuff as morbid, but honestly, these are not decisions you want to leave for your family last minute.
No. It's good to have a plan. Like, you know, we go to university, we get a job, we get an occupation, we have children, we plan for their education. You know, a funeral plan is just a logical next step in life.
If you've got questions, get a hold of Brian Staubs at McKenzie Chapel and Crematorium, 763-8488, or head online, mckenziechapel.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.